Bukhari's Peg Test Mishnah Aleph. Be'etzem, we have finished in the last 8 Brachim Be'ez Hashem all the halachas of Bukhari. We started the Masechta with Bukhari of Petrechem of Behemoth Tmeo. Then we went into the Ribui of the Masechta. It talks about the halachas of a Bukhari Behemoth Tahira. Bukhari Behemoth Tahira, both before they have a mum, both after the process of being matuit, that's no longer a carbon, but it becomes psuli amukdashim. Then the process of mumin, both by animals and both by people. And then we went to the Bukhar Adam. We finished off with the dine mominis of shibudim and chayvis and so on. Then nageya by different chalokim of kedushas Bukhar. There's the Bukhar of pishnayim, and there's the dine mominis that are chal in the matnas kuhuna of Bukhar Adam. The 9th perek is the halachas of maisa behema. Maisa behema is a carbon. It's unique in that it's a carbon that a person doesn't bring stamp in a dova, but it's also not a carbon that happens by itself. Maisa behema is if a person has certain animals that we'll see kvasim, izim, and so on. He has a flock. Every year he puts them through a pen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10th that goes through the pasuk and this parsha with all its psukim is the parsha at the end of Parshas Bechukosai. And the pasuk says Asiriya Kodesh, and that has a din of a carbon. The reason why, or at least one of the reasons why Maisa Behema, which doesn't have that many halachas, it doesn't have a mesecht of its own, is put together with Mesechus Bechayrois, is because the din carbon in Bechor, which is a Bechor of a Behema Torah, which is Roy Lahakrova, has a unique matnas domim. It doesn't have the regular shtayim shem arba or matnas arba that all other karbonas have. There are a few karbonas which are not karbonas that a person is nodav or a person's mukhuiv to bring mitzad something that happened to him, but just it is. Bechor is a kedusha that's chal. Memela, it has to be brought, but it has nothing to do with the person being magdishit. Maisa behema, even though be'etzem the person does have to be magdish, you have to put it through the door of the pen and then strike the 10th one, Asiriya Kodesh. But it's just a process that's supposed to happen in everybody's flock. It's not something because a person is a mukhuyim, because he did an avera, or yeledes. It's none of the type of karbonis which are circumstantial. It just is. It's true that bizman hazeh, we don't have maisa behema, because there's nothing we would be able to do with such a behema, so we don't put them through the doorway to be mekayim the mitzvah of maisa behema. Al-Rabbanim, Maisa Behema also has the Matnas Domim of Kedushas Bechor, of a Korban Bechor, which is Shvicha Achas Keneged HaYisoid, and because of that, the Mefarshim would say that's why it's put together with Kedushas Bechor. There is a third Korban, also with that type of Matnas Domim, and that is Korban Pesach. But Korban Pesach obviously has a Masechta of its own. There also, the Korban is. Every Yid's Mechuyiv in Korban Pesach. It's not something that a Yid creates on himself, a Chiyuv Korban Pesach. He's a Yid, so he's Mechuyiv in Korban Pesach. So that's the basic outline of this din. And the Mishnah is going to start with a formula that we're familiar with different halachas of animals at the end of Maseches Chulin. We'll mention one last point, which is interesting in terms of the smichus of the end of Becharis being the halachas of Maisa Behema, is that it would seem that there's some type of kesher, specifically Maisa Behem as opposed to other karbonis, with the concepts of Tmura and Erechim, which are the next two Masechtas that we're going to learn, Be'ez Hashem, because the Parsha is a unique Parsha, the end of Parsha B'chukosai, which is not really part of the other karbonis. Most of the karbonis are discussed in the first half of Seder Vayikra. The very last Parsha after the Toichacho and the Brochus and Parsha B'chukosai finishes off before Chazak, finishes off with these three halachas. Maisa Behema, Pidyoin of Kochim, which is really the subject of Erechin and Tmura, Dinim of Erechin and the Dinim of Tmura itself. So that's something to bear in mind. What would be the kesher between those concepts? One other point is Legabe, the uniqueness of a Korban Maisa. Like we said, a Korban Maisa Be'etzem is a Korban that's brought like Bechor. It has Kedusha of like a Shlomim, where it's Kachem Kalans, Nechel Shteyom Velayla Echod. Its Avoidah is the Avoidah of a Korban Shlom, except for the Matan Domim, which is Shvicha Achas, Alam Mizbeach, Keneged HaYisoid. And there is one nekuda which is not clear exactly who's mechuyev in Ma'aseh Behema. In the parsha Ma'aseh Behema, like we mentioned in Bechukosai, it doesn't say anything about this being a halacha which is unique to Yisraelim as opposed to Kehanim. It also doesn't say that this is a Matnas Kehuna. It's not in the parsha that we've been quoting extensively. The parsha of Matnas Kehuna of Bechor is in Parshas Korach, in the parsha of Matnas Kehuna. Ma'aseh Behema is not found over there. So the parsha says that Ma'aseh Behema has absolutely nothing to do with Kohen Levi of Yisrael. Whoever has a flock, has a mitzvah, is mitzvah, to put the sheep through, to be magdish the tenth, to bring it as a korban. What happens to that korban? That korban is like a korban shlamim. It's completely the balance. It doesn't even say that there's a part of the behema hamukreves, of the korban, of Ma'aseh Behema, that goes to kahanim. What we normally know in a shlamim as a chozer v'shoik, doesn't say anything about it. The pashtus is that not. Many rishonim hold that way. Rashi Alatar is clear that way. The Rambam and Hilchos Bechorin seems that way. There's no separate halachos in Rambam either for Ma'aseh Behema. L'maisa, the Achrenu bring a ritva in a few places, in Bom Metzian and Shabbos, that says that Ma'aseh Behema is part of Matnas Kehuna. And it has a din like Bechor, and after the Behema is Niskadish, Asir Yekodish is given to Kehanim. Tremendous Kiddush, there's no Makor to this in Shas or in the Psukim, but that's the Sheet of the Ritva. They say Reb Sadia Gaon also holds that way. There's another Noisei, which is also part of this discussion, is Lechor, again, there's no Makor to say that Kehanim are not Mechuyiv. Kehanim are not Mechuyiv in Pidyon HaBen, they're not Mechuyiv in the Chuyiv of Matnas Kehuna, but Kehanim, also, if they have a behema that gives birth a firstborn, the behema is Kodesh B'Kedushas B'Chor, except it's not Matnas Kehuna. It doesn't have to be given to a Kohen. Obviously, it could stay by this Kohen. But the behema that has Kedusha Chal Me'elov, it's Chal. In a way, Ma'aseh Behema would be B'Doim Eloi, and it would make sense that Ma'aseh Behema also, the dinim should be by a Kahanim also. And that's the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that HaKol M'Chuyovim. There is a shita, the Rashba in Chulin, Dav Kuf Lamed Vav, brings down a shita that's more daima to the Matnas Kehuna of Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is something that the coins that Yisrael is mechuyev to do, so the coins not mechuyev to do, to give to Kehanim. So Ma'aseh Behema is also something that the Kehanim are not mechuyev. It doesn't say that that's intrinsically related to the shayla of whether it has to be given to a kohen. You're talking that they have a shaykh zelosa. In any case, that's the basic outline of Ma'aseh Behema. Now let's learn the Mishnah inside. Ma'aseh Behema noig ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. There's no reason to make Ma'aseh Behema to halacha that's tluya ba'aretz, and therefore it's noig ben ba'aretz ben b'chutz la'aretz. There's something another mafarsha bring that there is a shita that's brought. It's not in the Mishnah by us. Shita sur b'kiva. That holds that a behema of Ma'aseh Behema Michutz Lord can't be Hoker Val Gabi HaMizbeach. The Kedusha is Chal, Kedusha is HaGuf of the Behema is Chal, but it can't be brought on Gabi HaMizbeach. Therefore, you're going to have to wait out Sheyipo Bom Mum, and then you'll eat it like Psul Deram of Doshim. But the Pashtus is not that way in the Mishnah. The Rambam does not bring this, so Kanir, that's not accepted La Halacha. So the Mishnah just tells us that's Baratz of Michutz Lord, without any nafkamina between them. Bifnei Abayis, Shaloi Bifnei Abayis, it's Negev both Bizman Abayis, Shaloi Bizman Abayis, obviously Shaloi Bizman Abayis, it's going to be impossible to be Makriv. So again, if somebody would take the behemoths and he would walk them through and he'd be Magdish, Asir Yekodesh, on the Ma'aseh Behema, he would have a problem. He would have an animal and it would have to become a Balmum. We don't have the dinim that it needs a Mumcha, with a whole smicha, with a whole process of being matter. That's process in Bechorim, because by Bechorim was part and parcel of regular life, that firstborn animals were born on a farm, and therefore it was a takona kavua. By Ma'aseh Behema, it's like any psalm of Gdashim. A person has a shlomim at home, and it becomes a balmum, and now he'll be poidit, and he'll eat it b'mumah, like psalm of Gdashim. So it has the process of pidyon, and the halachas of being also b'gizim avayit, etc., but it does not need to become mutter al yidei the process that we have by Bechorim. So that would be the halacha over here also. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that there's a takana kavua, the Rav brings that bizman hazeh, we don't do the mitzvah of hafroshas maisa behem because we don't want to create a mikshel. Don't create it if it could be problematic. So even though the mitzvah theoretically is noyv, shalom b'nei habayis, practically it's not. We're waiting until Mashiach comes. Something else that we'll get back. B'chulin avaloy b'mukdashin. The animals have to belong to an owner. But the Gemara learns out, since the pasuk says ho'asiri yiyah kodesh, means it becomes. The animals of kodshim don't have this din. If a person has 10 animals that were hukdash l'kabonis, he doesn't walk them through and be mafresh ma'isa behema. The ma'isa behema is only from animals that are chulin. The noyig, which animals have this din, baboker batsoin, obviously lafuke chayis. The word soin is inclusive, it includes kvasim and izim, even though they're two different meaning. Ve'ena mis'asrim mizeh alzeh. Even though the din ma'isa behema is noyig baboker batsoin, but they don't get counted together. A person doesn't have 10 animals, sheep, goats, cows, bulls, put them through the pen, asiri kodesh. Each one is a separate minion. The minion that they've been starved to, that the 10th becomes kodesh, is only miminoi. However, bekvosim will be izim, even though theoretically they are different minion, but the Torah puts it down as tsoin. So over there, umis asu mizeh alzeh, they are considered one min legabe, the count of asiri kodesh, and you can be ma'asa them as one. The mitzvah of being ma'aser behemoths are to be ma'aser this year's crop of behemoths that are born. Same way tevel, produce grows in the field in Tovshin Nun, Tovshin Samach. Each year the produce of that year has to go through being tevel. Hufrash mehem trumas ma'aser, everything becomes mutter. It doesn't become mechuyv again next year. Next year's crop becomes mechuyv. So too behemoths, once they've gone through the pen, they're potter. It's the behemoths that are noilad, that are mechuyev. However, a person supposed to take off ma'isa behemoth, the asir kodesh should be from the animals that are born this year. If they don't, so then he does it next year. There's no statute of limitations. However, the two crops of this year and next year should be put together because primarily the mitzvah is on this year's crop. So last year's animals, he'll have to do by themselves. The Mishnah says, b'chodosh u'biyoshon, even though it's mechuyev, both on those that were born this year and those that weren't born. They weren't hufresh last year. Ve'enon mishas mizalzeh. L'maisa, they're not starved to be one group. Shoye b'din, the Mishnah says, la'fuke, that there would have been a mokum to say, not like what we just said. Ma'am ha'chodesh v'yoshen shen klaim zeh b'zeh. Even though it's mamish the same min, you're talking about sheep. The only difference is the sheep that were born in Tovshin Nun and the sheep that were born in Tovshin Nun Aleph. And still, the halach is, even though they're mamish mimin echod, en misas mizelzeh, we look at them as different minyonim. Hakvosim v'oizim shem klaim zeh bozeh. They're mamish one min. En edin. Doesn't it make sense with the kalvachem shalai sasu mizelzeh that they're not mitzarved? Talmud loyma vodzoin mashma kodzoin echod. The Mishnah speaks out the Kalvachoymer, that would be the Havaminu, and Lamaisa the Komash Malo. Mishnah Beis, Maisa Behema Mitztarif, Kim Loy Regel Behema Roya. How much are we Mitztarif? That means how much do we put together as part of one flock? Even if he has under his ownership 10 behemos, but they're spread out in 3 or 2 different places, we don't see it as a flock of 10 that imposes the mitzvah saseh of hafroshas ma'isa behema on him. So the Mishnah gives this shear. What's called one flock? By the way, this din, where would it be learned from? Maybe it's if he owns 10? Or maybe even he doesn't own 10. Maybe it's somebody else. Who says it has to be under one ownership? So the Gemara brings, the Rav brings it, a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Not a pasuk in the Torah. Tavorno atzorin al yidei moineh. It's only if they're counted together, Ayidei Moine means they're one leadership, one Roya. And that's the Shia that the Mishnah says that Ma'isa Behema Mitztarif, and it's called Eder of one flock, Kim Lerego Behema Roya, as much as one Roya keeps as part of a flock. They can be spread over a large area, but they're looked at as one flock, or they can be spread in different villages. He has 5 sheep in this one's barn and 5 sheep, that one's barn, then it's not one flock. The kami hirego behema roya, how much is that in space? Shisha osa mil. It's quite a distance. What it means based on the Mefarshei HaPshat over here in the Gemara is from where a person's standing. The Rei is standing in the middle. And a person's field division at its best could go 8 mil. Mil is 2,000 amas. So that means in either direction from where he is would be 8 mil would be 1,600 amas, which in the smaller share, 1,600 amas is almost 3,000 feet. 3,000 feet this side, and that's about 6,000 feet. It's well over a mile. So that's the hekif on which a person could see it as one eder. Then the Mishnah says something which is l'chay yosayis to this, not 16. Hoyu ben elu la'elu shloshim u'shnayim mil. Between the two behemoths, 32 mil. Einan mitzdarfen. Sounds like the share is double that amount. The way you have to read it, you look at the Rav, is that you have 16, but let's say there are behemoths be'emtza, so then it could go 16 to over there, and 16 to the other side, 16 to the east and 16 to the west. Animals that are 32 apart could never be seen as mitzuruf in the same eder. That's the bottom line. L'maisa, this is not exes hakosov. This is a field of vision. It's perspective. So, l'mashal, remember, Ramesha and Tshuva uses when he wants to know when a person's on an island, how much can you see yourself, b'negeh rishus ha'yachad l'gabi Shabbos and Erevin, as mukif by the walls around the sea? If a person's in North America, would you say that just because the whole North America is surrounded by the sea, so the whole North America is mukif mechitzes? What's called this an area that's held together by mechitzes? So Moshe says with the field of vision. He's talking over there, Legabe, using the sea walls around Manhattan in the city of New York as a mechitza around the whole island. So that's his, he makes a tushtal between these two areas in Halakha. And this is what the Mishnah explains. Let's say at animals in between, there's, let's say, 9 behemoths to the farthest on the east side, 9 behemoths to the west, and he has one animal in the middle. So then that makes them mitzuruf as long as there's 32 mil or less between them. Maybe you ma'asron be'emtza, then he brings them together and he's ma'asron them as one kvutza. If they're further spread out than that, then they're not mitzaref. The Mishnah just adds one more prat, Reb Meir Oimer, that's not only geographical distance, but when there's a choshem, a landmark in between, that makes a hefsik and you can't see them as one flock. What's the choshem, a landmark? Hayardin mafsik l'maisa behemo. One could read the Mishnah and think that the Yarden just means any river. A river means that, yeah, they're not mitzuref to one flock. L'maisa, the Shmuz in the Gemara sounds not that way. The Gemara brings l'fi Reb Meir Gzeres HaKosuf, that the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua is Kiveh the Yarden as a mafsik between the Karka on the east bank and the west bank. And Mamela, we see that as not having a tziruf, even though Betzim geographically it's less than 16 mil. Afilohochi, we don't see it as mitzuref, and it's Gzeres HaKosuf, and the Tanakam is Choylik. So it seems like the discussion is L'dafka L'gabi the Yad, not L'gabi any river, let's say. We'll add one more Choshva Nekuda. There's a mashmos, you look at the Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch, there are Chiroinim that Taina, that Maisa Behem is not an absolute Chiyuv. Maisa Behem is just, if a person wants to be Mafrish, Asiriya Kodesh, then it becomes Kodesh, and then he can bring it as a carbon. But it's not Mechuyiv. The Chazanish, I've seen brought down in Hilchas Bechoris, Tainas that's Mochach in this Mishnah, not that way. We have animals that are spread out over a distance, and we say bring them to the middle and be ma'asa there. Remember that Kedushas Ma'asa Behemoth is not Chal because a person has 10 behemoths. They have to be gathered together, they have to walk through the door of the pen, and the 10th one you stamp Asiya Kodesh. So what's the discussion about if they're further away? They're not further away. The only way there's actually going to be Ma'as Behem is if they're brought together. And once they're brought together, it's a moot point where they were an hour ago that they were spread out over the whole countryside. Who cares? Right now they're together. What's the difference that they were spread out? So the Chaznish says clearly what the discussion over here is like this. You want to know how to make Ma'as Behem, they have to be gathered together. The question is if a person has a flock that's spread out, whether he's mechuyev to be mafish Ma'as Behem. If they're spread out over a very large distance, it's not called he has a flock. So he's not mechuyev. He doesn't have to bring them together. Klar, that there's a chiyuv gomor if he has an eder to takabim afish ma'aseh behemah. It seems to be a raya mukrachas.